Hello, and welcome to my secret menu. It's about as secret as most restaurants' secret menus, because if you know about it, it's not so secret. I wanted to just jump right in and, first of all, clear up one of the most common questions that I get, which is what ghostwriting even is. So if you want to write a book, there's a few different pathways that you can go. So you can write it yourself, obviously, which is time consuming and requires superb writing skills, or superb editor, finding the perfect editor. You can also hire someone to help you write it. So there are services out there. I have some referrals if this is what you actually are looking for, that are really essentially writing coaches. So they're gonna help you, and there's all different levels of this. So there's people who just help you craft a map or an outline so that you know the structure of your book. Because when you're talking about 10,000, 30,000, 60,000 words, depending on the length of your book, it's really different than writing an article for a blog post. So there are people who just help you with that upfront process. There are people who guide you through the entire process, so helping you map it out, helping you as you go. This is really going to get into the accountability of keeping you on task to write your own book. It's fantastic. It's not what I do. So ghostwriting is a different process. Ghostwriting is where you really actually hand this process and project off to me. I take it off your to-do list, and it's basically done. So that brings up two more questions that I want to answer real quick, which is, you know, how is it still your book if I write it? And come on, do you really do everything? I got to spend some time doing it, right? So ghostwriting is actually not the perfect word for what I do. Okay, it's like the technical word that kind of lets people know what the service is, right? That it's not a coaching service, it's not an accountability service, it is actually an outsourcing service. But ghostwriting doesn't really describe the process, because really, I'm not writing this book for you, okay? Everybody has a book already. Everybody that I ever meet pretty much has a book. Now, if you've ever been to one of my talks on this, I go into way more detail. Maybe that's how you found out about this recording, but I go into more detail about what books live inside of us, right? So we all have a life story that can be a book. You can just tell your life story. You have wisdom, right? So my focus, my niche, my expertise is kind of this realm where a little bit of our personal story lends itself to our wisdom and our expertise. And so it's this overlapping place where we are sharing what we know that helped us or will help others, or usually both, in a format that kind of lets people know who we are and what we're about. Okay, so this is a very, I got to come up with a name for it. I call it like a wisdom memoir, right? So it's a memoir, but it's not all your story. It's like a little bit of your story, which is the significant part for imparting wisdom to other people. So to break that down again, of what are all these stories that we have inside of us? So we all have our life, right? That is a story. But we also have our wisdom and our expertise. And so if you have coached people, if you have taught classes, if you have run workshops, if you do webinars, if you have a type of knowledge or expertise that you are sharing in any of these formats, you literally already have a book inside of you. It's just not in a book format right now. And that's where I come in. So I work with what you already have out there in the world to turn it into this book format. Because book writing is one of my skills. So the other thing is, like, well, I'll get to the time part in just a second. That's the last thing I want to answer today. So I really, the better word is, I'm not really ghostwriting your book for me, right? So when I write my books, it's my books. It's my ideas. It's my content. It's my brain. It's my voice. When I write your books, it's your book. It's your content. It's your voice. And so I really do two things. I write in both cases, but I write my own content. But in your case, I channel your content. Okay, I'm not really in the same process of writing. So when I write my stuff, I'm inside of my brain. But when I write your stuff, I want to be inside of your brain. And how do I do that? I consume all the content that you probably already have. And I also will do a kind of, it's like a systematic interview process. So that brings us to the final step. How long does this really take? It's pretty minimal. It really is, especially if you're already in a situation where you have other formats of information that's your brain and your process. If you already have stuff that you can just shove off on me, I can get a lot of what I need from that. Because I'm basically just taking all of that stuff, like I'm like a big funnel. I pour it all on the top, it's in my brain, and what comes out my hands is just your book made from your content. But I will also need to do some interviewing, which is actually usually quite fun. I say roughly like an hour per chapter is kind of what you can expect. So I'll just either, we'll probably spend some time on the phone. I'll be just having you talk, tell me stories. There'll also be times when I need to clarify stuff. So we can do that on the phone. Sometimes I might just send an email and be like, hey, you know, I'm working on this and I didn't understand what's like the timeline of this thing. You know, did you live in, like, here's one that happened recently. How long did you live in such and so place, right? Because there's like this mention of living in this place, but I didn't really get the timeline from the original content. So just like quick clarifications, which literally take 30 seconds to answer. So that's kind of expected to be ongoing as I go through the process of channeling your content into your book. So those are like just my quick top three FAQ that people get. What actually is ghostwriting? How is it still my book? And how much time does it really take? So I hope that you found this useful. And I look forward to putting your story into a book. As always, let me know if you have any questions, and I look forward to seeing you soon.